All right, call this meeting to order. If we'd all stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The arraigned standing Pastor Penny will give us invocation.
Let us pray.
Almighty and gracious God, the council has gathered. I ask that you be with this council as they do the business of the Lewistown community. Help them to do the job that they have been elected to do. Help them to discern what is proper for this community. Holy God, we ask that you also watch over this community. Be with them in all that they endeavor to do. We ask, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. All right, the clerk will call the roll, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Trevor Kelly is absent. Brad Ward.
Here.
And Kendall Miller.
Here.
Kim Paschal.
Here.
John Spotlow.
Here.
And Mayor Lee Fair.
Here.
I agree. I can talk.
All right. Having a quorum, we'll move on. If everyone's read the minutes, if I can have a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting, if we have no corrections, additions, or comments.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting. Second.
Motion by Sally, second by Kim. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried. All right. Treasurer Brown is absent. We have no treasurer's report.
There's a treasurer's report.
We have a written
report,
treasurer's
yeah.
report.
So if anybody's got
anybody have any questions on that, you can contact Treasurer Brown. If anyone in the public wants to see it, it's available. All right, engineer's report. We don't have an engineer. Do we have any public comments or petitions? Anybody from the public wish to speak? All right, having no one. Move on to committee reports. Alderman Clark with Finance, Insurance, and Zoning.
I have nothing to report this time.
Thank you. Sewer, Mr. Spotlow.
I think, Evan, you want to tell them a little bit on the sewers, what's been doing the camera work and stuff?
Doug Lee's very pleased to lend us a camera, so we've been doing some looking on some sewer problems that we've had in certain areas. We have one that's got a service line problem. I've been working with them, trying to get it fixed. It's affecting our main some, but I think we're getting somewhere on it. So other than that, with all this rain, wastewater held up pretty good. Other than that, trying to fix all the little sinks, you know, old infrastructure.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Evan. Alderman Miller, Streets and Alleys.
I have nothing at this time.
Thank you. Alderman Ward, Police and ESDA.
I have nothing.
Thank you. Alderman Miller, Water.
I have nothing at this time.
Mm-hmm. Alderman Kelly is absent. Tourism, Alderman Paschal.
We had a really fun time down at the park for the Wiener Rose at Redcliffe Park. Had a good turnout, so we're going to have a better one next year.
You betcha.
Yep. And everything went fine. Now we're just working on our Christmas. What do you call it?
Christmas in the park.
Christmas in the park and,
yep.
And two weekends. The other one was a Winterfest.
Mm. Yeah.
The second weekend, so.
And when is the next public meeting for that?
That's coming up.
15th.
Yeah, November 15th.
Yep.
There's a public meeting on those two things.
What time?
Six.
Probably six, yeah.
Six. Mr. Center.
It'll probably be posted too.
Yeah.
I think
but everyone's welcome. Everyone's ideas are welcome. I attended it the other day. It was nice to hear people talking and throwing ideas at each other and getting involved. So that's what we want. More people to get involved, please. All right. Thank you, Kim. Alderman John Spotlow, do you have anything on TIF?
Yeah, we got something under new business. We'll just wait for them.
Okay. All right. We'll pass the new business. The Citizens Committee, Amanda's not here. There was a town hall meeting. about the grant that she's applying for. It was a good meeting also. A lot of people attended, a lot of ideas. She is compiling all that data that she received in that meeting, and she'll make a report later. The Christmas committee, Mr. Hickey and his wife aren't here either. He was at the meeting, the town hall meeting the other night for the Christmas things. It's going well. They're working together, which is good. All right, Evan, do you have anything more for Public Works?
Just for this month, obviously we're always playing catch up on stuff, but, you know, besides the sinkholes and just, you know, other stuff that we're doing with, we started flushing hydrants again. We're also getting flow tests on every hydrant this time around, so we'll have flows on every hydrant in this town, hopefully, you know, next spring. I'll have all that information laid out for the fire department and the city.
All right, very good. Thank you again, Evan. Okay, under unfinished business, we have the Ameren Electric Franchise Agreement and the Ameren Gas Franchise Agreement. If I understand it correctly, we're still in some negotiations. Our deadline has been extended, and we need to table this again, pending more information. Anybody have any questions, maybe?
You need a motion to table, or you?
I don't believe so.
That's fine.
It's okay. Moving on to new business. We have a TIF application from the Lewiston Masonic Lodge number 104. Tom Savila is here. We had a committee meeting. Mr. Spotlow chaired a committee, the TIF committee. So we can discuss either the committee meeting or have Mr. Savila give us a rundown again so everyone can hear.
Yeah, why don't you, Tom, tell them. We're located at 132 North Adams, right across the street from the back door of the courthouse.
We speak up to go back in there.
We're on that building there. We've been in that building since 1951. It's also one of the oldest buildings in town. Our Masonic Lodge, Lewiston's Lodge, is one of the oldest still in operation in the state of Illinois. We have no income. Brothers pay dues. We do community fundraiser events to keep the lights and electric on and pay for taxes and all that. And we also do a rental on the first floor, which we were absent for quite a while, and we finally have a business that is on the first floor. It's Primrose on the square. Since last fall, we've been having problems with the roof, and it's just progressively getting worse. We've had contractors look at it. The roof needs to be basically replaced. We have no money to do that. We've already got between $4,000 and $5,000 worth of interior damage that we're gonna have to figure out how to fix. But the longer the roof remains undone, the more damage is gonna be done to that building. And, you know, if it gets to the point where, you know, it's no longer sound, then our lodge is probably not going to be able to exist, because we're not going to be able, we have no money to go and build another, move into another building. So that's, we're asking the city with the TIF to assist us with the replacement of the roof.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. And the cost of that, you had a bid, was is that at $26,765?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. John, do you want to say anything about the committee meeting?
Well, we met and Tom explained the situation. The committee was kind of, you know, unless we want to see another building get tore down in town and a dilapidated building, you know, they kind of need our help. We do have the funds available to give them the full amount for the roof. So we asked Tom to come so he could tell you what's going on. So if you guys have any questions for him or anything, but I mean, I think everybody.
You'll lose that business under you.
Yeah, lose the business and the.
And they will leave.
Potentially the building, I mean, I know they had trouble when they were putting a new meter in there, but they had a lot of water in the basement with all the space.
Yeah, we spent probably 80% of what we did have built up in our building fund in order to make all the repairs and fix everything up in order for us to be able to rent out that downstairs. So even though we're getting rent, we figure it's going to take us almost 2.5 years of rental to break even for what it costs us to fix the downstairs and plumbing and electric and carpeting and all that. So that's, we're pretty strapped.
Well, I agree. We can't afford to lose that building, and all those buildings are connected. I feel we can't. We can't not help you. I mean, I agree with Alderman Spotler on this committee that we should give them a grant for the full amount so they can get this work done.
Yeah, because it needs to be done like yesterday, so.
Yeah, before the 4-inch rain we just had.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was thinking about you, Tommy.
I did go in there last night, and I did have to put about 3 or 4 more buckets out. Yeah. I mean, every time it rains, there's more damage inside.
Will this take care of all your, I mean, I know you have damage in there, but is this going to take care of all the damages up there? I mean, are they ripping it all off?
They, from what we were told, you know, of course, they never know until you get it stripped down. But they felt that the roof was at this point still solid. It was covered with metal sheeting and then sealed over the top. Well, over time and all, it really started last fall when we had all those bad storms. And they're saying that it was stressing and flexing the metal on the roof and popping nails. We've been having someone come since last fall and try and patch, and he's patching everywhere he can find when a nail pops up, but it's just at a point where that it can't be done. It's got to be stripped off of there and a whole membrane put on to seal that roof and kind of save that building.
So right now, structurally?
So structurally, as far as we know and the construction company knows, we're okay, but until they tear everything off, if there's other stuff that's got to be replaced, you know, a sheeting or something like that, you know,
that'd be my only concern. That's a band-aid on,
yeah,
you know, 4 years the whole thing came in on you.
But
he'll know once they get into this.
Once they get into it, they will know. I mean, you know, it may end up being a couple thousand at the most. Maybe a couple thousand more with the cost of lumber anymore.
Sure.
Replacing some plywood decking. But from what we were told, they felt that the decking and the roof structurally was sound at this point. Now with all this rain, I'm hoping it's, you know, there's not any additional damage. But
how much damage do you think there is inside?
Doing it ourselves, pricing stuff out, probably pushing between $4,000 and $5,000. Most of the, it's got the old Decker drop ceiling tiles in it. Most of those are crumbling and falling down and stained. And so it'd be a little over $1,000 just for the tile pieces to replace the ceilings. We got wall paint peeling off of a couple of the cement walls, the block walls up there, carpet shot in most of the upstairs because of all the leaks. So, yeah, we're looking.
$5,000.
Probably in that neighborhood, and that's just for the materials and then somebody to come in and lay the carpet.
Does the higher up lodges have like grants or anything to fund their lower lodges?
We checked in all that. No, they don't. The State Grand Lodge has programs to assist and help individuals, but they are not doing grants or loans and whatnot to actual lodges.
Well, this Main Street grant, can we get money through that too when she does that?
Probably.
Why couldn't we include?
Probably.
Because I thought that the Main Street grant was going to include around the courthouse.
Probably will be included.
It's pretty much, I mean, it's called Main Street, but it doesn't matter what road it's on, obviously. It's mainly to bring in business, and if they're renting to a business, I would think that would qualify easily.
And I spoke with them, and they have no intentions of leaving. They're pretty pleased with where they're at. They're doing well enough to keep open and going at this point. So, yeah, we would lose the business if we had to shut the building down.
But the grant is down the road. I mean,
grant applications in January. We have to have that in.
I think so. I read through it once.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the interior stuff right now, that'd be a potential eligibility for that. Which you wouldn't want to do that until you get the roof fixed anyway.
Right.
Just throwing it out there, if we did include all that in that Main Street grant, I mean, is that something reimbursable back to the TIF fund if we give them the full amount and everything?
I don't think so.
Okay.
And what I was just thinking, because the private businesses have to pay 50%, we should ask our TIF attorney if you guys are interested in doing the interior, helping them out with the interior stuff too. I mean, the whole idea is to create tax value for the TIF, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So if their building's a lot more valuable after this is done, and in theory it would be assessed at a higher value, they'd pay more real estate taxes as a result of this, and the system will work the way it's supposed to. But what I'd like to know is if because they'd have to pay 50% underneath the grant, underwriting, if we could basically do a TIF grant to them for their 50%, if that would all play out the way it should, I'd be real interested in finding that out.
But I understand. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Makes sense.
Because then they could double the money we give them to do their interior.
So do two phases, do the roof. Because that's obviously something they can't wait till January to find out if we get it.
Yeah, it needs to be done now.
Or later. So.
Yeah, it has to be done now.
But if we can TIF grant their 50% and not, you know, get them bounced out of that grant, then they could double that money that we give them through that.
Sounds good.
You understand what they're talking about? Where they got this grant possibility where maybe your interior stuff could be included if we get this grant.
Okay.
Now we get paid
this
for
grant.
But it's a 50% match. But if we use TIF funds, you may be able to come back later after we do the roof.
Correct.
Get the roof board, have an idea of what it's going to cost, because you have to have an estimate of what you
would need. And then it would be a grant to match. Say it's $5,000, we come up with $2,500 and then the grant.
The Main Street grant would pay $2,500, we would pay $2,500.
Maybe get another $2,500 TIF.
Yeah, because part of the others are, I mean, our main source of income is fundraising. And because of COVID, we've not been able to do any. And our Grand Lodge still has us shut down. We're still not allowed to have any large group fundraising.
Are you sure the state didn't have through the thing where you can get reimbursed for your fundraising? Because I know they did for the volunteer fire departments.
Yeah.
If you have shown, you had to show like the last 3 years of your fundraising up to COVID, then I think it was a grant up to, I mean, I know there was a bunch of money in there, and I don't think there was a lot of people applying for it.
Yes, and apparently Grand Lodge looked into that also for us, and because we're, quote, an international organization, we didn't qualify. It don't apply.
From international, it kicks in.
We're probably in better shape than, and that's, you know, that's a problem. And then there's a lot of lodges around the state that are having to shut down completely or local lines.
Send the bill to China.
I'll make a motion, I'm going to give them a grant for $26,765 for the roof.
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we have a motion by Alderman Spotlow, seconded by Alderman Miller. We have a roll call vote, please.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. Make your telephone call, Mr. Savila, and get your roof fixed.
I will call them first thing in the morning and say, get over here and get to it.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, thank you very much.
You already have talked to the attorney. This will be all, no problem going through.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Yeah.
All right, and we have the next item on new business, setting up new payment amount for the remaining TIF balance for Countryside Family Restaurant. Cindy has the information on that.
They had got behind before the COVID hit because they had some legal issues. He wanted me to come to the council to see if he could, we could set up a new amortization, make his payments bigger. I talked to the TIF group and they said that was fine. you know, we had these legal issues and then it was closed for COVID, so we got kind of way behind. So they said it didn't matter how he paid it back, we could do big payments or just redo his monthly payments just so he paid it back. So that's kind of what I had to bring it to the council, make sure it was okay to redo his amortization and increase his payments, and it's still being paid off the same time, December of 2026. So just have to get okay for that.
Okay. Anybody have any questions to Cindy?
I move to approve the application, TIF application for the, or I'm sorry, the new payment amounts for TIF for Countryside Family Restaurant.
I second it.
Right, motion by Kendall, second by Sally. We have a roll call vote, please.
Okay. Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right, motion carries. We have no other business except for the approving the bills. Everyone looked at the bills, had their chance to look at the bills.
I make a motion to approve the bills as endorsed.
Second.
All right. Motion by Sally, second by John. Roll call vote.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Aye.
Brad Ward.
Aye.
Kendall Miller.
Aye.
Kim Paschal.
Aye.
John Spotlow.
Aye.
All right. Motion carries. We get to stay open for another month. All right. Anybody else have any other business benefits the city? No? All right, if not, ask for a motion to adjourn, please.
So
all right, meeting adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.
I'm George Cox. Most of you know me. Behind me, I live on 411 South Chestnut. And the other house behind me is thanks to Agley. And we've been putting up with it about 3 or 4 years to try to get along good and be a good neighbor. But he's been keeping junk there, and here the last few weeks, and he burns about every night, and he's not supposed to, and they've been letting him get away with it. He'll have a fire, either come or went, it might be 11:30, 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, he's out there burning. Now the last few days, he's hauled more trash in, took more ashes out in his backyard, and got that old van out there. Well, I'd like to see the city try to get him cleaned up a little bit. In other words, if you help me about that away, I'd like to get my taxes lowered if I got a name like that. Talk to somebody. Okay. You just can drive by there and see what he's messing with. Most of you know it.
Okay. All right.
I don't mind Travis Derry. I'm not going to bring him up, but he keep wood there, but I'm not complaining about him. He does clean up, Travis does. That's a mess there behind me. Okay. It's got worse.
We'll pass
this. I'm trying to be a good neighbor to him, and I can be a neighbor, yeah, but it's just getting out of hand. I don't know where to get all this junk. Got two toilet stools, one out there and the other in the backyard.
And he has a mowed if he don't get dairy to mow. I mowed it once, the other mowed it once, but he didn't even mow his grass.
I drove by there
today. He's got his mother out there in the country. He can take that stuff out there, maybe. I don't think Sue would like it, but...
I drove by today. I saw it was getting worse. So.
But I just want to bring that up.
We'll bring it up with the police department and talk about ordinances.
I don't know why he burns like he does. I don't know.
Yeah, there is an ordinance for burning.
It's water has an ordinance to place it down the way it burned every night. It like that, it'd be flamed out higher. And up out there first start the fire going, then it burned down.
There's a lot of problems there. Yeah. A lot of problems there. Thanks. Most of which could be solved, but...
Thanks, George.
You can go over on the next street, over behind me, there's picked up lots more crap. Every day there's more crap over there.
That trailer.
Yeah, that
trailer.
Behind it.
Sir, you take that. The bee is just getting out of hand. You go by there, it looks, you know, it's bad.
Well, we'll get the police on.
We'll have them look at it.
See what we can do.
I hate to.
See what we can do.
I always wanted to be a good neighbor to him, but I just getting out of hand.
It goes both ways.
It goes both ways. I have no idea.